I'm happy to welcome Joe Clark, director of the 2025 community production of Troilus and Cressida at Dogwood Park. Of course, this is sponsored by the City of Cookeville and the Department of Leisure Services. He is directing a bold take on one of Shakespeare's lesser-known gems brought to life right here in our community. It's good to have you here today, Joe.
It's good to be here, Mark. How are you today?
I'm doing all right. So Troilus and Cressida.
Yeah, Troilus and Cressida. Yeah, I don't know really where that came from.
Well, I was actually going to ask you that. I mean, look, it's one of those shows, like if you're really into Shakespeare, you know it's out there.
Exactly.
You may or may not have read it, like King John.
But you're aware of it,
That it exists and what's going on with it. So how did you end up landing on Troilus and Cressida?
Well, the last play that I worked on was called An Iliad, written by Lewis Peterson and Dennis O'Hare. And it was essentially a one-person show about the Trojan War.
Right.
And after that, I was still sort of in Trojan War land and remembered that, oh, yeah, Shakespeare did write a play set during the Trojan War called Troilus and Cressida. And so I reread it. And what's great is that An Iliad was it was lighthearted at times, but it was a very serious show. It was very much about the cost of war and how
heavy.
It really affects everybody and how it affects the people involved in it. And Shakespeare is the complete opposite approach
with
his story of the Trojan War. It really is more, it's definitely a black comedy, more of a satire.
Right.
It's not taking itself very seriously. And it's taking these characters that are usually like Achilles and Hector and Odysseus, who is called Ulysses in Troilus and Cressida, and sort of making fun of them and making them look like not great people. And it's just an interesting perspective of the war. And I just sort of fell in love with it because it was never a Shakespeare play that was on my wish list of Shakespeare's I want to direct before I die.
Sure. And I imagine you'd be hard pressed to find a lot of directors who that's on their, on their bucket list.
I've not talked to a lot of people who have, every time I bring it up, they're like, huh, okay. You know, they don't know what it is. They're like, what is that? Or they go, okay, whatever. You know, that's fine.
So let me ask you something about directing Shakespeare. Mm-hmm. You know, we do a lot of Shakespeare in this community. If nothing else, we at least do an annual Shakespeare, thanks to the City of Cookeville and Department of Leisure Services and Dogwood Park. But what is it like to direct Shakespeare as opposed to directing other things? Because you've directed quite a lot in your life.
I have. Shakespeare is very different. Primarily, you know, I'm more prone to directing smaller shows. Shows that involve usually 3-4 people. Shakespeare is always bigger.
Sure.
So I mean, really, Shakespeare is always sort of grand, even if it's a smaller play. They're always grand plays, big plays, huge cast. We've got, 26 people involved in Troilus and Cressida. We've got
a
huge group. Yeah. And trying to get everyone there and making sure that we're doing what we need to be doing while we're there, using all the time that we have. But also what's different with Shakespeare is that even though it's in our language, sometimes it doesn't feel like it is.
Right.
So there's a lot of times where, you know, I had an actor the other night. He looks at me and says, what does this even mean? And so and so you look at it and you go, well, I think within the context it means this, but let me double check. Let me do my background research. So you've always, you know, with a lot of modern plays, you've got the script and that's what you've got. And usually because it's, you know, language that you're more familiar with. Like I said, even though Shakespeare's English, sometimes it doesn't feel that way reading it.
Right, right. And Troilus and Cressida particularly, he was tweaking it in a really interesting way.
And it was one of those, it's so funny because it's so anachronistic. It's set during the Trojan War, but it's really still set during his period at the same time. The way they talk, the a lot of the references that they allude to are like modern for Shakespeare's period.
Sure.
So there's a lot of times where you read a line and you go, and the Trojans don't know what that is. You know, Shakespeare did, but his audience did.
Right.
You know, his original audiences did. Even though it's funny because Troilus and Cressida, it's kind of argued whether it was actually performed more than once during his lifetime. So it's just one of those shows that we have just assumed wasn't incredibly successful when it came out.
Yeah, I think that's probably true. I will say, and your cutting of this play, I think, is exceptionally good.
Yeah, I think it's worked out. You know, it's so funny. I was sitting there last night thinking that, you know, I think I could have cut a little more, but the more you cut, the less person, you know, you lose some personality.
Right.
And you want to make sure that all of your actors have the opportunity to be on stage doing something. You know, you don't want to cut characters down so much. And what's great about this show, the last Shakespeare I did, Richard II, was essentially just about Richard II, right? There were other characters, but he spoke the most. He was on stage the most. Whereas this show, there is not, even though it's called Troilus and Cressida, they aren't the primary characters, right? Like, I think pretty much anyone, almost everyone in the show has a moment, and it's not just one character on stage primarily. It's the whole group's getting to work.
Yeah, it's a real ensemble effort. Well, we're going to take a short break, but when we come back, we're going to continue talking with Joe Clark about the upcoming Shakespeare production of Troilus and Cressida at Dogwood Park. So we're talking with Joe Clark, who is the director of Troilus and Cressida, which is part of the Dogwood Shakespeare Festival. So you have a big cast this year for this show.
Yes.
A lot of returning faces.
Definitely.
But you've got a lot of new faces this time.
I do have a lot of new faces. I guess this was a show that some people went, huh, I guess I should audition for that.
Yeah.
There, Troilus and Cressida. Yeah, we've got a lot of new faces, which is great, younger and older. And once again, it's just a large cast.
Right.
But it's been a great cast. Everyone gets along. Everyone's working really hard. Which is always a relief when you're working on a show this large.
So full disclosure, Joe, you were my student at Tennessee Tech in theater for many years. And what is it that drew you to the theater? What are some of the challenges and things that you see clearly like theater?
Yeah, sometimes when it's going well, when I'm not super stressed out about it. Yeah, no, I mean, really what drew theater, well, I mean, at the time I picked theater because I didn't want to be a biology major anymore. But I think that quickly transitioned to a love for it. And just the sense, I think there's a sense of camaraderie in theater that you don't get in a lot of other fields. You know, you're working really hard with all of these other people. You're trying to create this piece of art that really is, you know, just a moment in time.
Right.
Which I think is really cool. You know, when you see a film, you know, you get to see that film forever. And I've watched Jaws a million times,
sure.
Right? But, you know, I've directed, this is what, my 15th play I've directed, and I've never been able to go back and watch the 14th previous ones.
Right.
Right. And so it's just this cool moment of you get these, you have a group that comes together dedicated to this sole piece of art. And then it's live, and you can't replicate that, you know, like every night, whether you're trying to be as consistent as possible, it's always going to be something that's slightly different, which is always interesting
absolutely.
To see. You know, even if an actor just slightly changes their tone and how they when they say a line, it's like, oh, that makes it even just more interesting. And they didn't do that the night before. So I wonder what made them decide to try that, you know?
Sure.
And so
those spontaneous moments can be really they can be exciting. Sometimes they can be scary.
Sometimes they're terrifying. I have definitely worked on shows where an actor decided to be spontaneous and I'm sitting on the audience going, oh my gosh, you're ruining it. What are you doing? You know, so it does happen, but that's also kind of exciting too in a weird way. Like not in the moment, but looking back, I just kind of a laugh, you know?
It's fun for me to watch, I have directed so often in the park for the city, but this is my first time acting in a show.
I think that's crazy.
I did Shakespeare for 10 years in Knoxville.
Yeah.
But when I started working with Dogwood Shakespeare Festival, I really just worked as a director.
Yeah.
And so I'm having so much fun being an actor in this. But I was going to say, it's been fun watching you work because I think it's fun to watch you. You clearly have a dialogue going with each of the actors in this company, and watching you interact and the different ways you encourage them and things, I just find it really positive.
Yeah, it's really, you've got to learn fairly early on in a process how your actors work. And if you don't, then you're just never going to figure it out. And that doesn't mean you always do. I mean, even if you feel like you have, but I just feel like I'm saying a ton of nonsense most of the time. Like, I feel like I'm up there and everyone's just looking at me like, what is he even talking about? But so far, it seems like they are understanding what I'm trying to tell them.
You came in with a clear vision, and that's all, you know, really as an actor, that's all I want from a director is to know that you know where you want us to end up.
I don't think it's fun when you're I'm not doing my job as a director if I come in and go, well, okay, I guess we're going to do it this way and maybe we'll not. who knows? You got to come in knowing exactly what you want to do, what you're thinking about the show. And I think for a show like this that is so large, you have to have a vision. Because it could even now, there are times where I'm sitting there going, God, I'm losing control of this.
Yeah.
You know, I think Shakespeare is easy to lose control of.
Yeah, sometimes so, for sure. I mean, he just, it's all there. It's probably one of the greatest, I don't even want to say it's a cliche because it's an absolute truth. But it's all there in the script.
It is.
I mean, 100%. Whether for you as an actor, for whether you as a director, he has given us so much.
Yeah.
It's just a matter of digging in and
finding
discovering
it. And being willing to meet him halfway a little bit. And that's the thing that I, you know, with Shakespeare too, is that not only is an actor having to memorize lines, they really have to know what they're saying.
100%.
And you have to know, you know, what are you memorizing? And I think sometimes, like with more modern shows, obviously that challenge isn't necessarily there.
Right.
Whereas with Shakespeare, because, you know, it's the same language, but it feels different.
Right.
You know, everything had different meanings than they do now. And so you really need to know what you're saying. And I think you can tell when an actor knows what they're saying, understands what they're saying. And then you know when an actor doesn't know what they're saying. And I think we've done a really good job of trying – of making sure that the actors know what they're saying. And when they don't, saying, okay, let's look at it and let's figure it out.
Yeah.
Because I can't say that. I mean, I did a lot of study. I mean, I studied for this show. Had to, obviously. I mean, if you're working on a show like this. And even there are moments where someone finds something where I go, you know, I haven't memorized the entire – I wouldn't have any brain power left if I dedicated every word to memory. So.
Well, we're going to take a short break, but we'll be back with Joe Clark and Troilus and Cressida. So, Joe, what's it like working for the Cookeville Performing Arts Center? You've got a great crew of talented folks there, but talk a little bit about
that. Oh, it's great. I mean, you know, Rachel, Matt, Jordan, you know, they're all great. They're very communicative. They're great about sending me updates. If I ask for something, they make sure I get it. You know, every director, I think, feels like they're not a pain in the butt to work with. But I think at the end of the day, all directors are kind of a pain to work with.
Yeah, we know what we want.
Exactly.
A lot of the time. And it's frustrating if you feel like you're not getting it or not being heard.
Exactly.
I have always certainly found CPAC to be very good about listening and
definitely,
responding.
100%. And like I said, Rachel is wonderful.
Absolutely.
And has been great to work with. And this is my first time working with her.
Rachel Wingle is the producer of the show, as well as an employee of the Department of Leisure Services.
Yes. So they're all great. And they've all been working really hard. You know, they've been sending me continuous props and set pieces to look at. And they're all what I've been looking for. So it's going really well.
And the costuming is being provided by Spotlight, which is our local costuming. So how's the show going to look? Is it kind of a period play? In other words, are we going to look like Greeks, or are we going to be in business suits? Are we going to be in T-shirts with jeans?
Not T-shirts with jeans and not business suits. It is period appropriate as much as we can make it, right? The costumes are looking great. I've actually got some on my phone that I haven't been able to look at yet that I'm excited to look at because all the actors have been going and trying everything on, and everything's been looking great. So Spotlight is always doing a great job.
What are your feelings about, you know, there's certainly different approaches to Shakespeare as far as period costuming or contemporary costumes. Mm-hmm. What's your feeling about that? Have you done a Shakespeare in contemporary clothes?
No. For me, I like the period appropriate. I do think there are certain shows that I think I go, I think I could do that in contemporary. Yeah. But a lot of them, especially the histories and things, and Troilus and Cressida, I guess, is kind of set in that, where it's set during a historical period. So I like keeping, and also I think audiences enjoy the Trojan, the Greek aesthetic a lot.
Sure. The pageantry is important for audiences a lot of the time.
Yeah.
And I know I've certainly put them in contemporary clothes and have heard back from audiences that they were a little disappointed. You know?
Exactly. Yeah.
I didn't want to see Hamlet in a polo shirt.
Exactly. And, you know, one of my things that I wanted to do a long time ago, I've always wanted to do Othello and just do like the standard like jeans, T-shirt, and then the color of the shirt sort of determines what that person is and make it very intimate in a very small space with very minimal setting. And I also think about it and go, I don't think audiences would enjoy that at all. I think they want the pageantry. I think they want to see how big it can be.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it depends on the audience.
Yeah, too. Yeah. You could have a nice audience. You could have a not nice audience. I guess it really just depends.
I've often told the story of doing a modern dress Julius Caesar, and the box office manager said, every night somebody will walk out and say, where were the togas?
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, I get it.
Well, when we did Julius Caesar for the park, right. I kind of said it.
I wanted it to look as if Rome existed in
so we were wearing
20th century.
Dress, you know, like 20th century clothing, but also kind of had the sashes and everything. So,
yeah,
you know,
I'm always up for mixing it up.
Yeah, you can shake it up a little bit.
I think that's awful fun.
Yeah.
So tell us, what are the dates, times, everything that the audience needs to know
to come to
Dogwood Park?
Troyes and Cressida opens on October 3rd,
okay.
Starting at 7 o'clock, and it runs through October 11th. We have two nights off during that period, the 6th and the 7th.
That's a Monday and Tuesday. We don't have shows those nights.
Mm-hmm.
An important thing, too, is it is free.
It is free. You do not have to pay. You just – and it's – like I said, it's in the park on the Dogwood Performance Pavilion. You can bring a chair. You can bring a blanket. You can bring food.
Yeah, it's never a bad idea if to check the weather.
Yes,
to check see the weather. What it's going to be like, because, you know, generally we do the show rain or shine.
Yes,
I mean, unless
really
it's
only
a
storms
real,
are really the only
yeah,
thing
if it's
that
a
we,
gully washer, we're yeah. probably not going to do the show. But I just love that term.
Yeah.
But check the weather if you need a blanket or something. Sometimes the weather can be a little chilly at the beginning of October.
Yeah, bring a jacket.
Hopefully,
just in
we'll
case.
Have a week of beautiful weather.
I am knocking on. What I'm imagining is wood right now.
Well, thank you so much. We are speaking today with Joe Clark, who is the director of the 2025 community production of Troilus and Cressida by William Shakespeare that will be performed in the Dogwood Performance Pavilion in Dogwood Park. Thank you so much for your time today, Joe.
Oh, thank you for having me, Mark. Always a pleasure.